Alex Berlin. Deine Stadt, dein Programm.
This is Fabric Softener and episode 10 with me, Isabella and
Claire. Hello.
Hallo, wie geht's alles? Alex Berlin 91.0. And we have a special program and we are gonna air our first interview that we did with small record label, big record label, Don't Sleep Records. And yeah.
Yep, there are four artists, A1, Phonix, Anti-Lily, and Tiff the Gift.
Yes, and we met them all in Berlin and had a very good interview, and we want to share it with you.
Yep.
And so, with them.
And with them, yes. Hopefully they'll be listening.
Hope you're listening.
Anyways, so we'll kick it off with our first A1 and Phonix song.
Yeah. Let's go.
Now I know love is a hurting thing.
Yeah.
Cause without the one you love, pain is what it brings.
What it brings.
Your world, it is so sad.
So sad.
And it's the loneliest time in your life you've ever had.
As you know by now, I'm not the most responsible man. I'm pursuing with my dreams, I should be more in the fam. But when your life is based on defying the odds, I really can't do much except but give it to God. Right now in my mind, times are so hard. Transition is imminent, I feel I'm losing my squad. Checking accounts every day, cause now rap is my job. Maybe I overestimated going too hard. My insecurities got me tripping today. And I ain't talking about Issa Rae to you, babe. And I don't ever wanna get you fed up. Got me thinking illegal to get bred up. Cause when I think of your smile and think of the fact that we want another child, the anxiety piles on my chest under my chain. I'm chewing up tongues, feeling numb and dumb, and sometimes like a bum one.
Now I know love is a hurting thing.
Yeah.
Cause without the one you love, pain is what it brings.
What it brings.
Your world.
And vices get me in trouble. My flexing and flossing, my debt just doubles. My situation right now is not that good. I wish there was a way you understood my thought process and my expensive habits. I wanna reveal my true self is really ratchet. My love for you is unconditional, but I'm a criminal at heart. I can't be this productive individual in this society. I'd rather have the notoriety of killing microphones, or maybe it's the sobriety that got me bugging out. I apologize for being an asshole at times. My mind is confined to the vision of escaping mental prison. I'm in shackles. I know dealing with my immaturity's a hassle. You've been down from the gravel up, my rider always saddle up. I owe you my life, I know you love me no matter what.
Now I know love is a hurting thing.
Yeah.
Cause without the one you love, pain is what it brings.
What it brings.
Your world, it is so sad.
So sad.
And it's the loneliest time in your life you've ever had.
Oh wow!
Also, because we're huge fans of the original that you guys sampled as well. I heard it today for the first time.
Yeah,
sent
it was
to my mom.
Amazing,
it's an incredible track.
The reggae one.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
What Boris, is it? Boris Gardner. Gardner.
Yes. 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 That album is fucking crazy. Yeah. I forgot what the name of it was.
Yeah. Well, the song, I think the original is "You Just Gotta Be in Love."
Yeah.
Send me that, please.
I know the album. I actually texted you when I made it. I was like, "Yo, you have to hear this album. It's like a full album of reggae flips of like all like dope soul songs."
Oh shit!
It's crazy.
Bad. I must have got.
No, I forgot to send. I forgot to send it.
Okay. Okay. Well, lyrically, the way that we approached the track, Phonix sent me the track like, "Yo, you have to do this." And I heard it, and I was like, "Oh wow, this is really dope." And I didn't know a way to approach it, so I approached it based on the hook and how I was feeling. And at the time, I just felt like a bit guilty of all that I was doing. Mm-hmm. And it was like a bit of a confessional, explaining, I guess you could say, ambition and, you know, the time that I spend focusing on music and, you know, spending money and everything to my wife, like, kind of, like, just letting her know that, you know, I'm spending a whole bunch of money. Don't be fucking mad, but I love you, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
That's what it was about. It was just a way to express myself to her without having that face-to-face conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it was really interesting because when I was listening to the original, it's also him kind of talking about having his heart broken. It's not so much a confessional. It's more just kind of talking about the pain, and you don't know the pain unless you've been in love, and so, you know, you can't really judge that. So it was interesting to hear. I mean, yours was a little bit more of a confessional, but it was also just kind of talking about how you have to follow your passion and sometimes you have to make certain, let's say, compromises.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where the hurting thing came in, like just having to have those type of explanations, those tough conversations, and you know, make those tough decisions. It does hurt a little bit at times.
Yeah.
It is hard. It's tough, and that's where that came from. So that's why I did that.
We had a conversation probably a week or two before we did that song about doing a couple songs on a new record that were a little more vulnerable and like more so than just your standard like braggadocious hip hop or whatever. So that was like definitely right after that. That was like a product of that conversation was that record.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's definitely a theme that all of you follow quite a lot. I mean, you have, like, very introspective rap where you're talking about the struggle that you're going through. You also have extroverted rap, well, not extroverted, but, you know, looking outside mm-hmm. and inwards. But, yeah, I mean, it was really interesting, and the original is an incredible track.
Oh, awesome.
But how'd you guys find it? Did you have to Google it? Did you Google the lyrics?
Yeah, we sampled.
Oh, they found it? I was going to say, who sampled hadn't even found it.
Yeah, it was there now. It's a very good site.
They quit with the drugs.
They got there in the end.
Oh, that shit on
them. I thought I got him with that one. I thought I had him.
Now you have a new challenge.
That's that's like literally my challenge album. Like they can't catch me this time.
You gotta start distorting shit, no.
Yeah.
Have you noticed his behavior lately?
What about him?
He's just so unhappy.
Go talk to him.
Lunatic with my rhyme skills. Some say I rhyme ill. Now I've been taking them sick rhyme pills. Flow cocky like my nines fill. Rather my mind's filled, cause I won't give you another crime spill. Fashionista, etc. A1 the predator. Easy job for any rap editor. Discuss this with my publicist. 2020 rugged shit. Real heads can really fuck with this. But deep inside, I'm a loser. Chronic abuser, cruiser. A dreamer who really moves ya. A hopeless romantic, always in panic. Niggas don't understand it, like Jermaine and Janet, damn it. I'm on the verge of losing my whole world, my job, my pride, most importantly my girl. So I'm drinking and thinking on how my ship's sinking and how my shit's stinking. But to you, I'm still bringing this.
I'm a beautiful loser, chronic abuser. One who write those songs that really move ya. One who won't get paid off my music. My pain makes you feel good, don't confuse it. Beautiful loser, chronic abuser. One who write those songs that really move ya. One who won't get paid off my music. My pain makes you feel good, don't.
By the way, my name is A1, and I believe flow is art. I'm the nigga who got the animals on Noah's Ark. It's an analogy. Understand life is grabbing me to live fatal finalities and be a casualty to loving drugs. I'm the illest who never made it, broke but educated. Critics are celebrated to this. I'm dedicated, inebriated, and still I'm young, days to confuse. Niggas still think I'm ill. Besides spit tight, I really can't do shit right. Sneakers and clothes are my kryptonite. My mistakes in life give you insight to go for yours. I've been scarred by spoken wars that's killing my vocal cords. It's suicide I commit every day, and if you were I, you could attest to the fact it's not whack. The rap grateful to the pioneers, I'm grateful for bittersweet memories along with my Hennessy. Is something wrong when loved ones become enemies? I focus my energy into the pen before me and tell a story of young love and what loss is due to you. And to you, my pain
and it's beautiful.
I'm a beautiful loser, chronic abuser, one who write those songs that really move ya, one who won't get paid off my music. My pain makes you feel good, don't confuse it. Beautiful loser, chronic abuser, one who write those songs that really move ya, one who won't get paid off my music. My pain makes you feel good, don't confuse it.
Alex Berlin, deine Stadt, dein Programm.
How to describe your sound is timeless, which is also beautiful because, you know, phonics with like old school golden era of hip hop, and that's kind of the production that you bring to all of your different tracks. But you didn't go so much into detail on what you really mean when you say timeless, because a lot of the topics that you talk about, they're, you know, they're like very present topics, you know, like compromise and having to tell somebody I'm sorry that I wasn't there as much as I should have been. But you said that timeless for you is kind of being reminded of your youth. So could you maybe just elaborate what, you know, timeless sound means for you,
well,
and what timeless music
means? Well, timeless means just not focusing on too much on current events,
mm-hmm.
but making music that's centered more around life.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter mm-hmm. where you are in life, or if this is listened 10 years from that, listened to 10 years from now, someone can still relate to it that
mm-hmm.
may be going through similar situations at that point
yeah.
in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's life music, and I think that life music is timeless. It doesn't have a date and a time stamp, not a lot of name dropping of current things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that people can really grasp onto a concept that they feel and understand emotionally and get something from. So I always look at it like I'm a listener, and when I was younger, I listened for information and
mm-hmm.
some guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people listen that way. And, you know, that's why I described it that way, coming from more of the emotional introspective standpoint as opposed to the, like, the informative
yeah.
introspective standpoint.
A question that I wanted to ask Tiff. So I read another interview that you'd given as well, and you said that this time around your latest album, you were actually thinking about the listener and you wanted to make something that could reach new listeners as well. Did that change anything in your process? I mean, did you really think about it, thinking like maybe I should make music that other people can relate to more because you wanted to do something that was broader, or you said for the broader masses?
It was subconscious, I think.
Okay.
You know, you want to bring something different to the table every time you initiate a project. So every time I sit down and write, it's like, you know, I want to gain new listeners. It wasn't just for this project
mm-hmm.
or the project before. Every time you do something, you want to gain the ear of other people. So you look at your previous content and say, okay, how can I be more dynamic? Because
mm-hmm.
you never want to be static. You never want to keep
sure.
everything the same. So it was more of a change, not a new type of listener, but a new listeners, a new group of listeners.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's you know, everybody's ear is different. So I don't want to keep making this. I don't want to keep putting out the same sound.
Yeah.
So that was what I was trying to explain when I said I wanted to gain more listeners.
Okay. So always kind of making sure that you're progressing also in the topics that you're
yes.
approaching and the topics that you're bringing out to your listeners.
Because life is endless. I mean, we experience new things every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if I haven't touched on something, you know, I want to make sure I tap into. You know, because music is about evoking emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure I tap into every emotion for every listener, whether they're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, or 50.
Yeah.
You know, I want to make sure that I'm reaching everyone. And sometimes, you know, it's hit or miss. And
mm-hmm.
that's the humble way
mm-hmm.
to explain anybody's
mm-hmm.
music.
Yeah.
It's hit or miss. Everybody's not going to like your music, but you try to reach out as far as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And how do you get back from that? I mean, if you've, you know, because it's such a personal process and you put these emotions out there and you're hoping that somebody will say that really resonated with me, how do you get back from somebody saying, like, I fully and could not understand why you would even talk about this subject on such a public platform?
Right, right, right. That's when you dig into who you are,
mm-hmm.
because that I will never hide or suppress. So I still have to make music that's honest. So it's all about balance. Like, I have to find a balance between what can I give somebody
mm-hmm.
that's different, that's new, that's fresh, and still stick to who I am as a person.
Yeah.
So I can't stray too far away from who Tiff is.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in short, I deal with it the best way I know how.
Do you ever have the thought, because these are, you know, sure, looking at yourself, it's a highly attributed process, but at the end of the day, you are often talking about other people in your lives as well, you know, people that you've hurt, people that have hurt you. Is that something that you are very conscious of when you're writing, you know, to think like maybe I shouldn't be as open about a certain topic because it could potentially also impact somebody else's life, or just say, you know, certain things? Or do you just think, no, I have to be fully honest with myself and I'm just going to do it, and, you know, they have to appreciate that this is my viewpoint?
The people that I keep in my circle, which is very close, like the people in this room, people know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say that I'm like definitively stoic, but they kind of have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's my mother's always taught me, don't do anything that you're ashamed of. So unfortunately I have to apply that to the people in my life as well.
Yeah.
You know, so if it's something that you shouldn't have done, and you do it in a subtle way sometimes, you know, I don't have to drop a name to explain a situation or sure. a moment.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a fine line between expressing myself yeah. and being disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Well. So I'm a very respectful person too. So my privacy is my choice, you know, but other people's privacy, that's a respect thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just find a balance between the two. But when I talk about something, somebody will know who they are,
yeah.
you know, and what that situation entails. So they'll hear it, and it just is what it is.
Yeah.
I end everything like my mother ended it with, I love you, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes everything better.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
But I promise myself, if it happened again, I would end all my illusions. Something begin, and when it happened today, my heart told me to say, baby,
it's stiff to give. I know I gotta do both.
And I bet you.
And when I take a seat, I take a seat in all my misery. And when I take a drink, I tend to drown my shit in Hennessy. I hope that when I die, all these motherfuckers remember me and see that I'm a winner. I deserve this shit eventually. I'm loving motherfuckers that be only out to hinder me. They think they know me well, but well, they only know to tender me. And I don't know you shit if you a friend and you some kin to me. My word is all I got, so it holds weight and lots of density. The loudest smelling foul, and now this shit is a dependency. My mama taught me well, but well, she gone, I'm acting differently. Like I don't give a shit, shit even me is getting sick of me. And when they look at me, they look at me to be a bigamy. I'm holding up my guard to keep my final ounce of dignity. And every night I cry, but I don't shed a tear for them to see. I brush off my emotions, I can't solve it all like clinically. And I don't wanna talk, and don't involve me with your sympathy. I'm feeling assed out, smoking till I pass out. I'm assed out, smoking till I pass out. I'm feeling assed out, smoking till I pass out. I'm assed out, smoking till I pass out. I'm feeling assed out, smoking till I pass out. I'm assed out, smoking till I pass out. I'm feeling assed out, smoking till I pass out. I'm assed out, smoking till I pass out. Damn, I'm smoking cigarettes and rolling L up for my mama. She told me keep your confidence, now I'm a prima donna. To meet me is an honor, find another one of me is nope. I see the bigger picture, all they tend to do is see the scope. Being hated brighter than light for the likes of being broke. My paranoia got me like it's some light shit I need to tote. Nerves bad as shit like it's some light shit that I need to smoke. Love my friends so much I kinda like and like don't keep them close. Life and death some cold shit, some shit that you gon' need to know. Like one day we gon' wake up and that day we just gon' need to go. I ask that it be different, but I'm seeing what I'm pleading for. I know I stay around and for my sound and fucking leave. lethal flow. I used to keep the bases straight as arrows and a need to know. And now I just don't give a fuck. I fuck around and lead the show. I'ma miss being around and it felt good when I was needed though. Miss me when I'm gone and post some yak for me and feed the flow. I'm feeling assed out. Smoke until I pass out. I'm assed out. Smoke until I pass out. I'm feeling assed out. Smoke until I pass out. I'm assed out. Smoke until I pass out. I'm feeling assed out. Smoke until I pass out. I'm assed out. Smoke until I pass out. I'm feeling assed out. Smoke until I pass out. I'm assed out. Smoke until I pass out.
Deeply yeah. Troubling time in your life. So, I mean, there, my biggest question is, you know, looking back at the songs that you've done, are there specific tracks that you now can't revisit because perhaps they're so painful? Or can you look back on it and say, you know what, that part of my life is what it was, and you still appreciate looking back on the work that you've done because of it?
Yeah, I would say it's more so the latter, where when I am writing music, when I am recording music, that's my form of therapy. And for people, you know, whether it's music, you have someone to talk to, you should always have some type of avenue to get your, you know, feelings out, get your emotions out. Now, I can go back and listen to those songs, but once everything was mixed down, once we heard the complete album all together, that was my breath of relief right mm-hmm. there. And, you know, some of the things that were wrong, you know, folks reached out to me, and it was just a great process. And now when I perform them, it's kind of weird because I put myself back in that feeling of the moment, and I think that's where my emotion comes from. But walking in my personal life, making new decisions, trying to grow as a young black man in this world, I can't spend too much time on the past. Mm-hmm. I don't have any control over that. What I do have control over, though, is how I can grow from it. Because whether things go good, whether things go bad, there's always a lesson in it. Mm-hmm. So being 25, I'm trying to now just focus on the lesson in everything. Understand everything may not always happen on my time. May not always work how I plan to, but it's a reason why mm-hmm. it happened. So short answer, long answer. it's a little bit of both. When I'm performing on stage, the emotion more so comes out, but I'm past everything. And you know, you even hear it in my music, I can't hold regrets.
Yeah.
I can't hold grudges, because it doesn't hold that person back, it holds me back. I can't grow, and that's all I'm focused on, and rotating with the people
you know,
that love me and I love them back. So
always in motion,
that's what we keep.
Gotta keep up the momentum.
Exactly.
It's also a little bit of a question directed at all of you. I mean, how much does your previous work influence the work that you have now, or that your, you know, your future projects that you have in your mind and that you want to pursue? Is it more kind of a, like, I've processed that and I'm going to move on and clean slate? Or do you really look at it as a, you know, very fluid progression from one to the other, so your previous work really does still influence your future projects? Very ominous weather.
Yeah,
ominous question.
That's actually a beautiful touch, yeah. If you ask me.
Exactly.
I feel like with Fonis and I, we try to leave off where we started at, like, just like each album is almost a slight continuation and growth of mm-hmm. the previous piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I would say that they influence us so that we go into a different direction,
mm-hmm.
you know, where Knowledge Itself was very uplifting and introspective and like self-help. So many people say that album helped us out for it. Golden Era was dark and gritty and reflected our hunger and desire. It also reflected like deep reflection of my past.
Yeah.
And the actual proof is more maturation, you mm-hmm. know, and in the past. So it's like almost like past, present, future mm-hmm. in that sense. So I think that it does influence it, as well as, you know,
yeah.
you know, Liddy can answer for himself, but I even think that the brass section was like,
you can hear the growth.
Yeah, I can hear.
You can definitely hear the growth.
I can hear where he was at mm-hmm. that time and where he has matured. So I think that it does play a part in that. You know, everybody else can answer for themselves.
Yeah, you can't. Someone gave me this. You can't focus on trying to paint the Mona Lisa twice. You understand? So, you're, as a creator, this is what we do. You're gonna, you know, get more life lessons. And with me personally, that's that's the only way I'm able to write. Yep. You know, the stuff I see, the stuff I hear, conversations I have with folks. So it's going to come out. And then naturally, you know, your flow is going to get a little tighter. You know, everything is going to continue to progress because this is what, at the end of the day, we all love to do. This is the reason why we're able to fly from different cities, different states, all be here at the same time. And it's just crazy. But yeah, you always, I mean, personally, I don't try to focus on what I did on the previous album. You naturally grow as a human. And as we hit that recording process, that writing process, I think that's how it comes out, mm-hmm. just for me personally.
I think that the anchor of what we do aesthetically and curating a sound for the label is through, you know, the vision of the way he sees and, well, hears hip-hop. I can't describe his ear. I don't know his process technically. I don't know what's going on, you know.
Can you tell us a little bit of what's going on in your brain when you're creating this beautiful music?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, these guys are a lot better at being poetic and stuff. Like, I just, like, I don't know. I like to make music that sounds like shit that I like to listen to. So every album I make, I just want it to, I don't know, be something that I would think is dope. So yeah, that's basically what.
That's fair enough. It's a very good.
Yeah.
It's also a very poetic explanation. I would say.
All right.
Right. But he's actually been to Virginia to work with us and record with us. Like, so we have recorded
together. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, if I'm actually working on a song, like, I couldn't have someone else in the same room. I have to be alone to really work. So like. Like, even just yesterday, Tiff was like, I was like, I just had to get some things ready for the show. Tiff was like, oh, I'll come with you. I was like, no, I got it. I was like, I'll call you an hour and a half. Like, I need a little bit of time just to, like, figure everything out, so.
Alex Berlin. Deine Stadt. Dein Programm. You get the feeling that...
I'm living good. 24 when I done made it out my neighborhood. My brother told me when I left that hole to stay for good. Cause over here ain't too much of that. These streets will bring you down like you were running back. Memories back when we had ran the corners. I was running back and forth between my mama and the spots we was giving daps to niggas we ain't know. Flipping packs, shit was so acrobatic. Ain't had no gymnastics, just metal case. Somebody acting crazy. Lord, I'm so thankful you saved me from a life that I never wanted. I was influenced, but the first time that my nigga put that chrome in my hand, I knew that I could never take the life of a man. I knew that I would have to change my life before I changed my fortune. Started writing bars, my brother behind them bars that be closing. My only two choices, that chapter of my life, I closed it. Fell in love with this music, let's set that shit in motion. About to graduate. It's sad to say some of my partners ain't, was 17. New to this world, just trying to find my place. I found that God put your blessings right inside your mistakes to make you stronger. Added muscles gonna help you better way to day to day. Situations is gonna make you a man. Your problems ain't nothing because the world up in his hands. It ain't nothing you can't get over, boy. You gotta take a chance if you wanna advance. It's more than hope. You gotta take a stance. Just understand. 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 Yeah, yeah.
What would you do? What would you do? What would you do?
Hey, check it. Conversations with God and my mom at the same time. Called a crying cause the shit I've been going through got me dying. I ain't ashamed, she told me prayers. What's gonna get me out this bind? And my stress ain't never good. If I let it sit on my mind, that's good company. She said we all fall, but it's all about your recovery. Just gotta get back up, you gon' cover me. My shoulders been talking, I got some voices in my head too. Different directions, I treat this shit like a chess move. A king can only take a step at a time. We all got a different path. So your perspective ain't mine. I'm the diamond in the rough. I tell these niggas to mind their own bullshit. No time to add your dirt on the mind. My mind state got me trying to build away from those who destroy. It's crazy how much I could change my world just through my voice. Balance all these things going on to maintain my voice. Give a choice when I thought I ain't never had no choice. What would you do? Would you do? Would you do? Would you do? Tell me, what would you do? Would you do? Would you do? Would you do? Put yourself in our shoes one time.
What would you do?
Yeah. Outside,
inspiration from. I mean, I guess you have like a huge collection of vinyls stocked somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, yeah, I mean, I listen to a lot of music, not nearly probably as much as you do because I'm not a dope ass producer. but you know, just like, where do you find it? I mean, the internet is probably a good thing, but do you also just go into like one record store?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you just like over time, you just kind of learn like what record labels make the type of jazz that I like to make beats with, or what artists do, and then you'll read the back of a record of one artist, and you'll find bass player or the keyboard player who played on another record, and then mm-hmm. you kind of can just keep going down the rabbit hole, and like it's endless, and you can just keep finding more stuff that you like, and it gets easier over time, but it gets harder over time too, because like at this point I've made a million beats, and like a lot of times I keep coming upon like the same stuff over again.
Yeah.
So like it definitely gets harder. I can't like produce like 5 albums a year like I could 5 years ago, but if I spend enough time on it, I could still.
Quality,
yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. It's I'm definitely more about quality than quantity.
Yeah.
And you say Paris City. And you say New York City. Jazz Liberators with the Live Motivator. Check it out, y'all. Yeah. From the five to the mind to the hand to the pen, the transcribe the plan, the stick to fly paper but never quite land at my last destination. From bus, train, to plane, to radio station, I occupy minds, that's my occupation. My childhood to baptism, indoctrination, all the way through to my higher education. Reward for my patience, I'm loving my calling. Calling my loved ones from extra long distance across many seas. I wish y'all were here, the things that we'd see, the witness I bear, as light as high air. But since you're not here, I lay your foundation that brings me back with you. Reward for your patience. You can say I'm working on a vacation. You can say, 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 and you say New York City. You can say, you should say, you can say, a matter of fact, you can say I'm working on a vacation. You can say, 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 right now, to be true, right here, you should say, you can say, you can say, you can say, you can say, I'm working on your vacation. As time flies by, the calendar changes, months, days, and years, add-ons, rearrangements, there's so much divine, but ain't nothing sacred, we can't turn the clock back, so why try and fake it, I grow with the movement, but still I stand, and retrace the steps we crawled, walk, and ran. I look forward to a vintage, spit over jazz riffs and choose ancient strings over synthage. The mood the beat brings, pluck at your heartstrings. So for now I choose words that won't harm ya, disarm ya, to slide off the armor. Let your mind ponder on things that calm ya, then let it wander, way past beyond the stress that your life brings, things that frustrate ya. Getting all worked up, battling and debating, shut up and take a vacation. You can say, you can say, you should say, you can say, you might say, you can say, as they say, you can say, and you say Paris City. Once you say, you can say I'm working on your vacation. You can say, you can say, you can say, you can say, from Harlem, J Live, be true, Jazz Liberators. You can say out of Paris. You can say I'm working on a vacation. Back to the grind, nose to the grindstone, back to the wall, ear to the ground, feet to pedal these tracks. So this time I choose one to help me relax. From these lips to God's ears, and then he grows. From the boy to a man, and then he goes to transcribe his own plan. It might be flows like father, like son. Whatever he does, long as something gets done. A civilized, righteous, and shines like one. From star to star, it's just space and time. And his actions won't be replacing mine. You see, wisdom is personal, like every verse from the curse to the jewel. Whether it's rehearsed or I'm just breaking fool, and the mic is a tool to break and rewrite the rules. From my first day to my last night, and when my light's out and my work is through, you can rest assured that I'll be rest assured that the best of my works have worked and laid a foundation. Now that's a vacation. You can say, 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 and you say New York City. You can say, you should say, you can say, a matter of fact, you can say I'm working on a vacation. You can say, 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 right now, it'd be true, right here, you should say, you can say, you can say, you can say, you can say I'm working on your vacation.
Do you have something coming up soon?
I'm working on it. Hopefully I can bring something by the end of the year. I've been working on a lot of features and just kind of, you know, I've done a lot in my personal life this year too. So, but I'm always making music. Like I don't stop. I write every single day. And when I decide to put out a project, I do. I like it to be meaningful, like we talked about before. So. Sometimes I'm the type of person to really, really take my time.
Mm-hmm.
Fair
indeed,
enough.
Indeed.
Yeah, yeah. I heard an interview one time. Jay-Z was talking about people rushing his process, and he said, you know, never let anybody rush what you do,
mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when it's a rush effort, it doesn't come out the way you want it to, mm-hmm. and it doesn't come across the way you need it to. So I'm like super picky. And to answer you guys' question, the last question about growth and moving on and how do you go on to the next record, usually I never listen. I hate, after I record it so many times and after Phonics and I exchange so many emails, I don't want to hear my music anymore. And that's probably a bad thing to say.
Nah.
But I think most MCs and most artists, we don't listen to ourselves.
Yeah.
It's almost kind of arrogant, too.
Yes.
Like, you know, a lot of actors that don't want to watch their own movies.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Like,
I'm
don't,
done with that process.
I don't want you to get in my passenger seat. I'm like, yeah, let's throw on Tiff together. That's
no. Yeah.
I mean, we don't listen to our show.
Yeah.
you see
what I mean?
The parallel.
Alex Berlin. Deine Stadt. Dein Programm.
There's a somebody to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who'd walk over me.
I'm confusing my own thoughts and aggression. I ain't never been the type to try to impress them. I'm the type to chunk deuces if I don't see a progression. They use sex as a weapon, I see my sex as a blessing. And I'm 100 on the Richter in case you asking a question. He either love me or he don't. Shit, I ain't doing no guessing. He asks me where my emotions, I tell him sunk in an ocean. I hear the dumbest approaches when the truth is satisfactory. And actually, I'd rather we do this and kinda casually. It have to be, I wanna know exactly what you asking me. I was schooled by the G's, the staff and the faculty. So you playing me, it won't happen, it's not happening. You searching for the best, but they won't come after me. And live ever after, but you won't live happily. Your files ain't safe, cause you quick scan McAfee. Like giving us a chance won't disguise my apathy.
If you got somebody, say you got
somebody.
Lonely but tonight, say you got some probably. And I got some probably. And you got
somebody.
Lonely but tonight, you done got some probably. If you got somebody, say you got
somebody.
Lonely but tonight, say you got some probably. And I got some probably. And you got somebody. Lonely but tonight, you done got some probably.
I'm kinda looking for a lover who can finish my sentence. Contentious arguments will spread a field of resentment. And expect that I be home because it's dark in the winters. And feel emasculated cause I rock with his gender. And he knows I keep him close because it show when I picked him. And he listens when we kick it cause he knows it is wisdom. And it's not that I don't care, I just can't play a priority. And the ones I don't believe, they be a major majority. I wasn't always the stoic, guess it came with maturity. And I show you how I feel and you can show me it orally. Take it how you wanna take it, you can look at me horribly. They gon' make a story so and say I'm acting immorally. And my purpose on this earth won't let me follow authority. And some men in their attempts and their intentions be boring me. Pretentious in a sense and even more and importantly, your opinion ain't offensive, I've been mentioned historically.
If you got somebody, say you got
somebody.
Lonely but tonight, say you got some probably. And I got some probably. And you got
somebody.
Lonely but tonight, you done got some probably. If you got somebody, say you got
somebody.
Lonely but tonight, say you got some probably. And I got some probably. And you got somebody. Lonely but tonight, you done got some probably. If you got somebody, say you got
somebody.
Lonely but tonight, say you got some probably. And I got some probably. And you got
somebody.
lonely, but tonight you done got some. Probably if you got somebody, say you got lonely, but tonight say you got some. Probably and I got some. Probably and you got somebody. Lonely, but tonight you done got some. Probably, some probably, somebody. Lonely, but tonight you done got some. Probably, somebody. Probably, you done got some. Probably. Conversation a lot. Even Phonix and I have this conversation a lot because he's a pretty good motivator. He's a quiet, mm-hmm. Phonix is a quiet guy, but he's a really good motivator when it comes to me making music. But for me, I'm like, you know, if I did an album in 2016, I'm like, throw the whole album away,
mm-hmm.
and let's start over.
Yeah.
Because my mind is in a different place.
Yeah.
Now, I appreciate my work. I love my work, and I'm very serious about what I do and passionate about what I do. But I like to start on a new page.
Yeah. Well, if you're talking about clean slate, then it makes sense, yeah.
Every day, the money don't last when you broke. I don't believe in everything they say. The sun don't shine every day. The money don't last when you broke. I don't believe in everything they say. My life is like the election. Fuck it, man, it can't get too much worse than this. Well, at least I'm not in the back of that hearse and shit. But honestly, society got me fucked up. I look at everything and in my head I scream, what the fuck? How the fuck am I supposed to not go insane? These kids love their Twitter handle more than their last name. They wanna hop inside that coupe and drive up in that fast lane. But they ain't never cut a yard or even cut their own mane, man. Whoops, I think I'm in my mind again. I'm smoking, man, I'm trying to find my way. The block is hot, I call it Lil Wayne. Cause nowadays, man, it just ain't the same. Hey, you could lose your life on the block there, or get trapped and raise your baby on welfare, or work a retail job, escape hell for a while and contemplate how this is your life now. Or you could boss up and chase them dollars, fix your family, escape your problems. Yeah, that's the kind of shit I'm on. Fuck your opinions, bitch, I'm grown. Look, the sun don't shine every day. The money don't last when you broke. I don't believe in everything they say. I said the sun don't shine every day. The money don't last when you broke. I don't believe in everything they say. I brought the heater for my people at the steeple, smoking weed and playing FIFA on their college campuses, losing sleep and barely eating. They gon' hit your phone and tell you that you need to open up your YouTube, you gotta see this new dude. He edify my soul like a nigga got some new shoes. He tell me shit like, they don't run the world, you do. So make sure everybody in your circle running with you. Your life is like a car, it'll do whatever you choose. Can't nobody make you do shit, this ain't voodoo. Let me show you how to operate in this new school. Never let a nigga try to violate a usual. And keep a dark side for these hoes like Dooku. I lost a friend last year, I'm in a new mood.
staying in my room and never talking to you new dudes. Weird as fuck, homie, I don't wanna know what you do. I ain't talked to my dad in a minute. I'm trying to stay cool in the bay where niggas hate if they don't ever make it out. Maybe that's why this shit's so hard and no one ever makes it out. Maybe that's why my favorite rapper dropped an album that was classic, but it didn't get blasted, cause it lacked more slaps than I dropped. Shit changed, new sound, new wave. I was like AI, I wanna change the whole game. Never once did they give credit to the sport they now play. And now I lay in my room with this joint every day. I'm just asking for minimal stress and peace in my mental. I'm blessed, but knowing I'm living with less than that is the issue. In fact, I'll grab you some tissue and tell you stories you wish you had never heard or had witnessed. You would never wanna have lived with, like when they pulled out a pistol and pointed it at my friend. No explanation for it, they just pulled the trigger on him. And word got back to friends, and Nick got back to his mama. The thought of seeing her crying could probably give you bad karma. The thought of being a victim, my best friend got a daughter. If something happened to him, she gon' face a life with no father. This shit is really real, like really, really, really fucking real for me. I put in all this fucking work, still there ain't no deal for me. It's a possibility that if I don't blow lyrically, they'll pull me over, ask me for my name, and end up killing me. I know this shit is new to you, but for me it's like a trilogy that's throwing off my energy. So I just turn to the beat, thankful that it ain't the street. Keep my feelings on discreet, mobbing through this industry. Never changing who I am and chasing who I'm finna be. Doom like the Kennedys, hated like a killer bee. Fighting all that bullshit, a lion heart got into me. I got love for everyone, but yet I still got enemies.
Alan Summer was also a little bit of a while away, 2015.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. Do you have any plans outside, you know, just to bring another remix album out?
I don't know. I kind of stopped with the remix album because I got discouraged. Like, I used to put out new remixes like every 2 weeks, and then I got a couple copyright strikes on SoundCloud, and like basically if I put out one more remix that got caught, I would lose like my 30,000 followers that I spent years building up. So it was like, I made a new account and posted some remixes, but they didn't get the same traction, and like I just kind of got discouraged with it. But I mean, it's definitely like last night at our show, a ton of people came up to me afterwards and told me how they loved the remixes. So like, it's not something that I'm never going to do again. And like, still when I make beats at home, I always like make them into remixes, because like as soon as I make a beat, I just want to hear like somebody rapping over it.
Yeah.
So like, I have a lot of remixes on my laptop that I might play some before the show tonight actually, but I haven't released them in a while, but I definitely have enough. I could put out another album, so I definitely won't rule it out.
Commander, just what do you hope to accomplish? Supposing you get beyond the stratosphere, what will man have gained?
Well, we'll know a little more. Be a little less ignorant about the universe and our place in it.
Don't you think that first we ought to find out what's wrong with our own world? Why give the whole universe the benefit of our ignorance?
Done yet.
No, I got the flow that'll never play out, but play out, but play out, but play out.
step up, then please chill, please chill, please chill, please chill, please chill.
Berlin. Deine Stadt, dein Programm.
It was dead is one thing that I heard in one of your interviews. If you had to reinvigorate radio and choose one artist to help the radio platform reinvigorate itself because it's starting to actually promote underground artists, if you could just shoot one off the top of your head right now, who would you pick?
You know what? I really can't pick an artist. If I had to pick an artist, I'd pick the two artists right beside me, Tiff and Anti Lily. Because I think they have so much charisma.
Yeah.
But I think that it's more journalism like you guys are doing, coming mm-hmm. with great questions, something that the listener wants to hear. The problem is that radio, traditional radio, is more like an ongoing commercial.
Yeah.
So that's the problem, is that it's so monetized and people have gotten so far away from hearing people talk on radio and give information.
Yeah.
That they've moved away from it. But that's why shows like yours and different podcasts mm-hmm. are so successful, because people get information from it.
Side note, not to be like sexist, but it's very good to see three ladies.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
I had to put that plug in.
Thank you.
So, und das war auch schon das Ende von unserem Interview mit A1, Anti-Lily, Phonics und Tiff the Gift. Das war unser erstes Interview, das hat uns echt so viel Spaß gemacht. Wie immer werden auch also all die Lieder, die wir heute gespielt haben, auf unserem Soundcloud und auf unserem Podcast in der Beschreibung nochmal stehen, damit ihr sehen könnt, was wir heute alles gespielt haben. Wir hoffen, es hat euch Spaß gemacht. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. It was an incredible interview. Thank you so much to A1, Phonics, Anti-Lily, and Tiff the Gift for giving us the opportunity to speak to you guys. It was an incredibly enlightening and beautiful interview for us. We hope you had just as much fun as we did. Beim nächsten Mal sind wir wieder dabei. Wir sagen euch auch beim nächsten Mal, was das Thema ist. Ist uns diesmal leider nicht eingefallen, weil wir so viel mit dem Interview zu tun hatten. Aber ja, wie immer, vielen Dank für alles und ich wünsche euch noch einen sehr, sehr schönen Abend.